You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7. ESPN.
So that music only means one thing, and it's Joe Wiz. He's got his own gambling show here on 98.7 ESPN. You can listen to each and every Saturday morning. Joe, how you doing?
Hey, Anita. We're getting ready for the madness, right? The storm is coming, and all the big games are going on, so let's sit home and make some money for people.
Absolutely. So let's start right there, and we've got three really good ones on tap for today. And let's start off first and foremost with, we got two actually going off at 4 o'clock today. One is Kansas and Houston. Houston is favored by 8. The over under is 139. I do like Houston here. They're so good and they're so fun to watch. What side are you on here?
Yeah, when you take a look at it here, Jayhawks, when they play at home, they win every game, but when they play on the road, they've struggled. I mean, they've gotten some good players with Kevin McCullough and Hunter Dickinson, but when you take a look at Houston, their defense is something else. But, you know, it's a big revenge game for Houston as well because Kansas beat them back on February 3rd, 78-65. I'm liking the total in this game, Anita. It's at 138, and Houston's defense has been lights out, and I expect it to be a low-scoring affair. Like I said, last time they met, it was 78-65, so it was right around there. But I'm not crazy about laying that many points with Houston because if Kansas gets hot, and they're possible, they got really good players in McCullough and KJ Adams and Hunter Dickinson, but they just haven't, you know, Calipari, just Bill Self, I should say, hasn't figured out a way of getting his team to play away from Lawrence. So the total's at 138.5. I like the under in that game more than the actual side.
We also have Kentucky going up against Tennessee. Tennessee is favored by 8.5. The over-under is 167. I like Tennessee in this matchup as well.
Yeah, when you look at Tennessee Volunteers, they clinched the SEC earlier in the week. They knocked off South Carolina. They're 24-6. They're just 16-13 against the spread. And, you know, when these two teams met a couple weeks ago at Rupp Arena, you know, Tennessee went to Lexington and actually won the game. It was 103-92. That was on February 3rd. Anytime I can get 9 points for Kentucky, I'm going to take them, Anita. I know Kentucky's been very inconsistent this year, but with Calipari and a revenge situation, the line is creeping up. Was 7.5. I see some 8.5. So people out there, they can buy the hook and take it up to 9. Tennessee really doesn't have much to play for, maybe to looking to get the number one seed, but they've already clinched the SEC, so I'm not sure what they're going to do here. But Kentucky won 2 of the last 3 meetings. I'm going to take a shot with the Cats plus 9.
And then, of course, the big one later on tonight, North Carolina going up against Duke. Duke favored by 5, and the over-under is 150. What say you?
Yeah, these two teams met on February 3rd. And North Carolina won that game 93-85. Anita, both teams come in with identical records of 24-6. There's a chance of Duke maybe getting a number one seed. North Carolina right now has clinched at least a share of the ACC crown. If they win, they get the outright title. If they lose, then Duke would get it. But no matter what, North Carolina win, lose, or draw, they at least get a share of it. And that would be their 33rd conference title. And they've been playing well. They've won 5 in a row. And, when you take a look at Duke, what could you say about them? They've won 8 of 9 games. They got Jeremy Roach. They got a good freshman, Jared McLean, Kyle Phillips. We know the controversy with him getting knocked over on the court with that, with all the fans running onto the court. Head coach John Shire has done a great job with this team here. 24-6, both teams are. When you look at it here, I thought this line was going to be a little bit lower than what it is. The line's at 5. I lean towards the Tar Heels and what I expect to be a high-scoring affair. 8 of 10 meetings, Anita, between these two teams have gone over, including February 3rd when it was 93-84. So look for a high-scoring affair here, but the Heels might hang with Duke, and they might pull off another upset like the first time. But the first time was an upset because UNC was favored.
So again, I'm on Houston, Tennessee, and Duke. If I play them all on the money line, I could get that at +336.
Not bad.
I'm just throwing it out there. Tennessee, Houston, Tennessee, Duke, all on the money line. Parlay +136. That's how I'm playing it. I know you've got a couple of college basketball trends you want to share with everybody. What are they?
Yeah, there's so many games on the board, and it's impossible. You know it as well as I do. I don't know how you do all those prop bets. God bless you. But when you take a look at all the games out there, just want to throw a couple of them out there. For instance, I put one out on my Twitter feed, which is Joe with Sports. Princeton's playing Pennsylvania in the Ivy League. Okay, Princeton's 10-0, Anita, versus Pennsylvania. They're 10-0 and 9-1 against the spread. Later on tonight in the Pac-12, Oregon is playing Utah. Oregon's a small favorite, -4, but they've dominated Utah. They're 9-1 and 8-2 against the spread. And just one more here. Virginia, they're a little bit of a chalky favorite at home, but they're 10-0 against Georgia Tech and 7-3 against the spread. So, you know, we do a little bit of the work for the people there. And, you know, I appreciate listening to you with all the prop bets because I just don't have the time to do all that. I concentrate on the games, and that alone is overwhelming.
I love prop bets. They're so fun.
I know you do, and you do a good job at it.
Thank you. I had quite a few that hit last night. Zion over points and rebounds hit last night. I'm trying to think. There was quite a few that I was on. I can't think of it right now, but I had quite a few. Oh, Brooke Lopez over points. I only needed one 3-pointer from Giannis that hit. So I just, especially in basketball, I feel it's fun to handicap that when you talk about, Nick Richardson, the center for the Hornets. Going up against Washington, their defense so bad in the paint, giving up a ton of rebounds to opposing centers. That hit. But anyway, we got some NBA games on the slate. Later on tonight, 8:40 is tip-off. It's the Boston Celtics, not the Lakers, going up against the Phoenix Suns. Boston on the road, lost to Denver. Ooh, that was a good one. But they are still favored by 5.5 here. The over-under is 226.5. Devin Booker still out for the Phoenix Suns. What's your play here?
Yeah, that's the question mark. Booker, he is expected to be out again. And Boston, I couldn't believe that we had Denver as a home dog, which is very rare, so I jumped on them as well. When you take a look at the Boston Celtics, they don't have much to play for. I mean, they clinched everything in the East. I mean, they haven't lost three games all season long. They lost a controversial game against Cleveland where they gave up the big lead and, of course, losing to Denver. When you take a look at Phoenix, we're not sure if we're ever going to see the all three of them on the court at the same time with KD, Booker, and Durant, but Phoenix Suns, Anita, have gone under 9 straight times, okay? And 7 of the last 9 meetings between 7 of the 8 last meetings, 7 of 8 between Boston and Phoenix have gone under the total. And if Booker doesn't play, the totals are 227. I'm not interested in laying the points with the Celtics, even without Booker being out. The Celtics, you know, even though they're a great record at either 48-14, they're just 29-30 against the spread. So this just under 500. So we all pay attention to the spread. So my play in this game, I'd rather take a look at the total under 227, especially if Booker doesn't play.
I like it. I like it a lot. Let's talk about the Knicks, as they have not one but 2 games against the 76ers coming up. One tomorrow and then again on Tuesday, both at the Garden. No Embiid. And, of course, again, the Knicks coming off a very impressive win against the Orlando Magic, holding them to below 80 points. Do you have a look-ahead play for the Knicks on Sunday?
Yeah, when you take a look at it, the Philadelphia 76ers, you don't know what you're going to get out of them. They lost to Brooklyn. They lost to Memphis. But last Sunday, they won at Dallas. Go figure that one out. The Knicks, we know what the situation with them is. Their health situation, Brunson comes back. The line goes up to 3 yesterday. So I was on the Knicks yesterday, took the money line. I wasn't sure how long he was going to play. But they're playing back-to-back with Philly. Then they go on a 4-game road trip. And they're going to have a tough road trip because they go to Portland. Then they got to go to Sacramento, Golden State, and Denver. They'll be underdogs in three of those four games. The Knicks, Nita, I've been riding the Knicks under all season long, and it's 63%. The Knicks have gone 23 overs and 39 unders. So without knowing, you know, we know that Brunson's probably going to play, but other than that, we don't know. But the Knicks have been one of the more solid plays. Them and the Denver Nuggets go under a tremendous amount during the season. So I'd rather take a look at the total. Knicks have gone under 9 of the last 11 games and 63% for the season. Just go under the total and hope the Knicks beat the Sixers as a fan.
Wow. Good stuff as always. Joe, always great having you on the program. Appreciate it. Good luck with, today and tomorrow.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Garden of Laughs returns to the theater at MSG on March 27th, benefiting the Garden of Dreams Foundation. The All-Star Comedy lineup features Bill Burr. You going to help me with this again, Harvey?
Am I going to help you with this one?
Yeah.
You know
is
what?
Is it Michael Che?
Yep.
Michael Che?
Yep.
Chris DiStefano?
Yep.
Jim Gaffigan.
There you go.
Heather McMahon.
Yes.
Tracy Morgan.
Yep.
Sam Morrell.
Uh-huh.
John Stewart.
Hosted by
Steve
Sharippa. Now, carry on.
Support the Garden of... Hey, I did pretty well. Support the Garden of Dreams Foundation and have a great time doing it. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Make sure you do that. All right. We just heard from Joe Wiz, and he was giving you some winners. Let's talk about this Yankees. Now, do you guys even know what the over under is in regard to home runs for Joe Judge and Juan Soto for this season?
You mean Aaron Judge?
I'm sorry. Aaron Judge. Sorry, Freudian slip. Aaron Judge and Juan Soto for the season. Do you guys know what the over under home run total is for them?
Combined?
No, individually, but it's the same.
It's the same number?
It's the same number for each. Do you know what it is?
I'm going to say 40 because I don't know what it is. I'm going to say 40.
43 and a half.
Oh, my. That's a lot of homers.
Oh, my. Hold on one second. I want to do some math here as well. So it's 43 and a half. 300 minus 257 is 43. Okay, so Joe Judge has 257 home runs in 835 games. As we know, he hit 62 home runs back in 2022. His rookie year, he hit 52 home runs. Obviously, the biggest concern for Aaron Judge, is his durability, right? We're all in agreement there. Only three times in his 6 years in the bigs, only 50% of the time, he played 140 games or more. Right. So it's like a 50-50 chance that he's going to be active and attractive for 100. How confident are you? Because I'm pretty confident. If Joe Judge plays 140 games this season, I think he goes way above 43 home runs. To me, the biggest concern in making this wager is if Aaron Judge can stay healthy. He played 106 games last year and hit 37 home runs. In 106, right? So you give him 34 more games. You don't think he could hit what? what is that, 7 more home runs in 34 more games?
It's Soto I'm worried about, not Judge.
Really?
Homers are not Soto's game.
Yeah, but now you've got a left-handed power hitter with a short porch in right field.
But even still, that's not his game.
And Fenway is a batter's park, is a hitter's park, and Rogers Center is a hitter's park.
I would probably go over for Judge, under for Soto. I still think Soto could hit 30, but I don't think, given how Soto has played in his major league career, he's not a home run hitter. And I don't think, even playing in Yankee Stadium, Fenway Park, Camden Yards, he's going to be cheating for homers. I just don't think. Plus, I don't think that's what's going to get him paid either in the fall, or in the winter, excuse me.
By the Mets?
Yankees aren't letting him go. Come on. You don't trade that much to let him go. Especially if he has a great year, there's no chance Hal Steinbrenner's going to let a guy like that go.
Gonna have to pay a pretty penny, that's for sure. By the way, you can wager that both Joe Judge and... Why do I keep on saying Joe Judge? Jeez! Louise! Come on, Anita!
Is it the Giants talk all day that we've that you got
Joe
Judge?
I don't know, maybe it's because your name is Joe. Maybe your name is Joe. We've been talking about the Giants. I don't know. It's like a Freudian slip going on right now. You could wager that both Aaron Judge and Juan Soto both hit over 43. And so both of them have to hit 44, if not more, home runs. And you could get that wager. It's a special wager on ESPN Bet at 3-1. That's not bad. For every $100 you put down, you win $300. Are you not making that? That both Judge and Soto hit 44 home runs each?
I'll bet again.
At three to one.
What's Judge individually?
To hit, I think it's like -110, -115, something like that.
Soto's just giving me pause. Because again, I don't think that's his type of game.
Okay. I've already gone to the window. So I'm all in on it. I'm all in on it. When we come back, we're going to play Click or Don't Click. And so this is how it works for folks who maybe you're just tuning in. Maybe this is the first time you're listening to me. I know we haven't played this in quite a while. In fact, this will be the first time that Joe and Harvey are participating. So I think it's going to be some growing pains here, guys. So I'm going to I'll bear with you. So this is how it works. You want to get on the phone line right now, 800-919-3776. We go to the first caller, okay, guys? And I'm explaining this to Joe and Harvey for the first time as well. So we go to the first caller, who's our first participant in Who Am I? And I give that caller three known facts about this individual. And they have to try to guess who that person is. If they do not, if they guess and they get it wrong, we go to the next caller. That next caller gets one more nugget. That next caller gets one more bit of information on the player or the coach or the person or the human being that I'm thinking about or is who am I for today, okay? And so on and so forth. If the second caller doesn't get it, we go to the third caller. That third caller gets another nugget, another bit of information, until we find somebody who's able to guess who am I. Okay? That's how this game works. Now, another thing to know, it's always somebody who has been in the news this week. It's always somebody who's relevant. I'm not going to just snatch a name out of the air. I think that'd be too hard. So already coming in, it's the universal nugget, and that is, who am I is always a person who some way, shape, or form was in the news this week, was relevant this week.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN. It's time now to play Who Am I?
I love it. Man, this is fun. We haven't done this in a while. We typically do this outside of football season, so... And it's fun because Harvey and Joe haven't done it yet. Okay? So again, here we go. I'm going to list three nuggets of this person. Who am I? And we'll go to our first caller. And our first caller has that shot of trying to guess who this person is. Hopefully they get it on the first shot. It's happened before. It's not unheard of. If not, we'll go to their second caller and so on and so forth. And they'll get more nuggets. So here we go. And Harvey and Joe, if you think you know who it is, I want you to text me. Don't you? Obviously, you can't say it. But if you think you know who it is, say, hey, I think I know who it is. Text me who you think it is. Okay? So here we go. Clue number one. Can you turn the music down just a little bit? I feel like I'm yelling. There you go. So clue number one. This individual is 6 feet tall. Clue number two. This individual is 22 years old. And clue number three is that this individual's mascot for the team that they play for is a bird. 6 feet tall, 22 years old. The team that this individual plays for, the mascot is a bird. 800-919-3776. Who am I? Let's go to Tommy in Connecticut. Tommy, who am I?
A 6 foot tall 22 year old.
Whose mascot is a bird.
Adley Rushman.
No, wrong. Sorry. Sorry, Tommy. All right, so here we go. Guys, any ideas right now? You feeling anything?
I just texted you.
Hold on. No. Here we go. This individual is endorsed by Nike, State Farm, and Gatorade. This individual is endorsed by Nike, and they wear the Kobe line. State Farm and Gatorade. Who am I? Let's go to Sal. Sal, who am I?
I'm going to take a guess and say, what's that girl from Iowa? Clark?
Yes!
All right!
Way to go, Sal! Way to go, Sal! Sal, what gave it away, my friend? What gave it away?
Well, 22, and you said this person's been on the news. She's been on every morning on ESPN, so I figured, let me give it a shot.
Good job, Sal. Appreciate you. Good guess. Guys, did you even maybe think it was Caitlin Clark at any point in time? Did you think maybe it was Caitlin Clark?
I jumped the gun because of the bird mascot. I totally overlooked the Hawkeyes. Totally overlooked it. That's a bad job by me.
Harvey?
I'm laughing at the guesses prior. Adley Rushman and I think Joe said Jackson Holiday. We are just waiting for baseball at this point. I totally forgot about the Iowa thing at all.
So some interesting nuggets again on Caitlin Clark. And of course, International Women's Day was yesterday. So another reason why I wanted to go with a female. 6 feet tall, 22 years old. Highest number of points that she ever put up in high school was 60 points in a game. 49 points in her college career. Her mascot, again, is the Iowa Hawkeyes. She's a fan of the UNC Tar Heels because Harrison Barnes went there, and she's a huge fan of Harrison Barnes. She played soccer in high school as a freshman. She scored 23 goals. Actually, she's actually a better soccer player than she was. A better soccer player as a youth than she was a basketball player, but decided to go the basketball route. If she would have stayed with soccer, she probably would be playing for the Women's USA soccer team right now. Many people align her game to Steph Curry's game. Like I said, she's endorsed by Nike, State Farm, and Gatorade. The amount of money that she's already made in NILs, and she hasn't even been drafted yet in the NBA, is just ridiculous. Close to $50 million. She was born on January 22nd, so she's an Aquarius. February 22nd is Caitlin Clark Day in Iowa. And of course, it's on February 22nd because she wears the number 22. She's a huge Kansas City Chiefs fan. She's an avid golfer. And she has her own cereal, and it's called Caitlin Crunch Time. So some interesting nuggets on Caitlin Clark, who is today's Who Am I? So do you guys think you could have gotten it?
No chance for me.
If I would have continued throwing out these nuggets, you don't think you would have been like, oh yeah, oh wait a minute, yeah.
For me, if I didn't jump the gun, I mean, I did what I did with every state test I've ever taken, so that tells you how good of a test taker I am.
Anyway, congrats to Sal. That was really, really impressive that he got it on the second call. Usually we go into like 3, 4, sometimes 5 or 6 calls. So Sal, really impressive. Again, bringing this back, it's outside of football season. It's fun. So each and every week, I'll have one for tomorrow. Harvey, you said you're working the show tomorrow with Tom?
That's right.
Okay, so we'll have another Who Am I tomorrow on the program. I'll be back here on 98.7 ESPN from 9 to noon tomorrow. Moke Hamilton will be joining us again, an even deeper dive into the Knicks as they get ready to take on the 76ers tomorrow. They're hosting the 76ers tomorrow and Tuesday? Yeah, Sunday and Tuesday, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, I believe so. And looking at their schedule, by the way, so again, the 76ers at the Garden on Sunday and Tuesday, and then they head to the West Coast to take on Sacramento, the Golden State Warriors, Denver. That's going to be a difficult trip for them. Good thing that Jalen Brunson is back, that's for sure. But here's where it really gets, here's the meat and potatoes, and what I think is going to be really, really interesting and I'm going to be paying a lot of attention to. March 31st through April 14th. This is crucial. Oklahoma, Miami, Sacramento, the Bucks, the Bulls. They play the Bulls 3 times in that time frame. And then I think this is going to be a really important game, and that's going to be Boston on April 11th. So right now, because the Knicks were able to beat the Magic, they're standing strong as that fourth spot in the Eastern Conference division. Boston right now with 48 wins, Cleveland and the Bucks with 41, the Knicks with 37, Orlando on their coattails with 37, the Heat with 35, along with the 76ers outside looking in, of course, to that play-in scenario for the 76ers. But the fact that Brunson came back, put up 26 points last night, I do believe that was a statement game for this Knicks team, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Their three-point shooting was off the charts. But to hold a solid Orlando Magic team to 74 points, under 80 points in the NBA, just ridiculous. The Magic only shot 34%, and Achiuwa, 14 rebounds and 5 blocks. He was just magnificent last night. So I call it treading water. If the Knicks could just tread water for a little longer until, of course, Julius Randle. It sounds like we're going to get quote-unquote. It sounds like the Knicks are going to get OG back before they get Julius Randle or Mitch Robinson back. I know a lot of us, at least I am hoping that we get Mitch Robinson back before the postseason begins. Who knows that timetable? But man, based on what we saw last night, very promising, especially what we saw, not just last night, but you know what we saw the Knicks do in January was excellent, right? Like, you know, that's the Knicks team that definitely not only is going to make it into the postseason, but make some noise in the postseason. Now you add the other parts that weren't able to participate into January, and it makes your imagination really fly in regard to just how good this Knicks team can be. I know we're putting a lot of weight into that, but the sky's the limit here. But just looking at the schedule, that stint of games between March 31st to April 14th is going to be so crucial. And it will be interesting to see what happens on April 11th, because that's like their third to last game. Will Boston be so ahead of, you know, the fray that at that point in time, they're really going to be utilizing load management, getting this Boston Celtics team ready for the postseason? At that point in time, they very well could be, right? On April 11th. Only time will tell. So when we come back, let's get you up to speed on what's going on with some college basketball. We'll take your calls on the Knicks, 800-919-3776. Hopefully you enjoyed the Who Am I? Again, big shout out to Sal, who got it on the second try. That was really, really impressive. Let's end the show strong. We'll take your calls next here on 98.7 ESPN.
Buongiorno, my buddies.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
So what is the week supposed to look like? Do you guys do that? Do you plan your week around the weather?
I wouldn't say plan it, but I am informed at what's going to happen throughout the week.
Rain today, 30% chance of frozen mix tomorrow. That's not good. I was planning on going into the city. I need to find some good pickleball sneakers.
Another pair?
I'm a Hoka nut. I've got like probably 100 pairs of Hokas. I'm not lying. And I play pickleball in Hokas, and it's not good because they have such a thick sole. I need to find pickleball / tennis sneakers. And like, I've ordered 3 or 4 pair online, and I've tried them out, and they kill my toes. So I was going to go to the On store. Are you familiar with the On sneaker?
Spill it out for me.
Anyway, I'm in the market for some really good pickleball shoes. If anybody has any recommendations, please hit me up on Twitter, at Anita Marks. Monday is supposed to be uber windy, and then it's supposed to be absolutely beautiful on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then Friday through Monday, again, no bueno, chance of rain. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is supposed to be absolutely beautiful. By the way, did you know the Academy Awards are coming your way on Sunday? Are you guys going to tune into that?
No chance. Are you kidding me?
Well,
when was the last time the Academy Awards was a popular thing for you?
A popular thing?
Yeah, like it's appointment TV for you. There you go.
I enjoy the Academy Awards. Here's the thing. I enjoy the Academy Awards when I like the list of movies that, you know, have the opportunity to win. Oppenheimer is supposed to run away with it. And also, by the way, you can actually wager on the Academy Awards now. You could wager on who's going to win what. But there's not a lot of good value anywhere because, again, Oppenheimer is supposed to just crush the Academy Awards. It's supposed to be like the Oppenheimer show tomorrow for the Academy. Have you guys seen Oppenheimer?
Yeah, it was all right. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I feel this. It was all right. Like I walked out of there. The first thing I was like, oh, that was long.
It was a good movie,
and
though.
The second thing was, oh, that was loud. I thought it was long and I thought it was loud. But it was good. You know, did I feel that it was great? Did I feel it was outstanding? I thought the acting was good. Robert Downey Jr., by the way, is up for Best Supporting Male Actor, which I think he wins. I thought he was excellent in this. So there's that. By the way, we got a lot of college basketball, college hoops coming your way. It's now time for the tournament update driven by Nissan. So right now you've got Kansas State up on Iowa 24-19, Creighton beating Villanova 17-3, and South Carolina up on Mississippi State 14-8. My alma mater, South Florida. Hey, South Florida is ranked 24th in college basketball. Who knew? Wow. I didn't know that. Go Bulls. They're going up against Tulsa at 3:00 this afternoon, but three really big marquee matchups. Number one ranked Houston going up against Kansas at 4:00. You've got Tennessee ranked 4th in the country going up against Kentucky ranked 15th. And that tip off is at 4:00 as well. And then later on tonight at 6:30, the ninth ranked Duke Blue Devils going up against the 7th-ranked North Carolina Tar Heels at Cameron Indoor Stadium. And that tip-off is at 6:30. So three really, really big games coming your way this afternoon with the weather conditions being what they are right now. Maybe a nice night to stay in, take in some college basketball. You also have Boston going up against the Phoenix Suns later on tonight around 8:30, 8:40, I believe, is tip-off. And because the Academy Awards are coming your way tomorrow as well, maybe you take in Oppenheimer if you haven't seen it. I'll tell you, there was a movie that that I watched last night after Weekend Wager, and that was the Anatomy of a Fall. Have you seen that?
I have not. Is it good? Who's in that movie?
And with dead silence, I take that as a no. By the way, that was the tournament update driven by Nissan. Coming at you with all the excitement of a Hollywood blockbuster at Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales event. Shop impressive savings at NissanUSA.com today. Of course, getting you ready for March Madness. You asked me how was the movie? It was good. I mean, I don't want to ruin it for anyone. Pretty much, it's this family. Husband, wife, and a son who unfortunately is borderline blind from a motorcycle accident, and he's very young. And the husband falls. They're in the French Alps, and the husband falls from their cabin, and he falls and he cracks his head open and he dies. And through the autopsy, they believe that she killed him. So it's her trying to prove that she did not kill her husband. And the defense is about the anatomy of the fall. And so I enjoyed it. I thought it was interesting more than anything. If you like, what do you think of it? It's interesting. It's an interesting movie. But anyway, I want to say it's nominated for like best original score or best original screenplay or something like that. Here's another thing about the Academy Awards. I feel like the movies, you know, Barbie's listed. I did see. Did you guys see Barbie at least?
Yes, I did.
Are you guys just not into the movies? Is that what this is? I
there
feel like
has
I'm
not
pulling
been
teeth to have this conversation with you guys.
There has not been an interesting movie in many years.
I disagree with Harvey.
In many years?
Many years. Name the last big movie that you're interested in.
The last big movie.
I like this. Okay, would... there you go. All right, making my
well,
point.
I mean, I like. I don't. I have to think about it.
Go ahead.
I thought
we'd have an answer by now. So interesting.
I have to go. Like, it's
you
not on
Google
the top
it.
Of my. Yeah, I mean, it's not on the top of my head. Like the last big movie that I was like excited to go to the theater and see was probably Barbie, and I was disappointed by it. Like, I was not expecting it to be the message that Barbie was. Like, I thought Barbie was going to be fun. Like, me and like a bunch of my girlfriends, we got together, we put on pink dresses, we went to the movie theater down in the financial district, a very bougie movie theater. We ordered a bunch of pink bubbly. Like, you know, we're there, we're having fun, we're having drinks, whatever. And it comes on and it's like a very serious message about Barbie. You know, like all that Barbie represented is not how women want to be perceived today in 2024. Like, whoa, like it's like we weren't expecting that. And not to say that it was a bad movie. I don't think Barbie was a bad movie by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying like it wasn't what I was expecting. I was expecting, you know, again, I went there with like a bunch of friends. We put on pink dresses. We took selfies. We had fun. We, you know, and we walk in and it was just like, it's like gut punch. Like, whoa. Okay. I didn't know that this was where the movie was going, but it was still a good movie. Just not what I was expecting. So anyway, Oppenheimer is supposed to like crush it tomorrow. Poor Things, I didn't see. The Zone of Interest, I didn't see. The Holdovers, I did see. I thought it was quite good. Best movie of the year, no. Barbie, no. Killers of the Flower Moon, I haven't seen it because from what I understand, it's like 10 hours. Have you guys seen that one?
No.
Nah.
What a surprise. Okay. No, we did not.
No, not
a surprise. There's a book on that movie, right?
Not a surprise. Anatomy of a Fall, which I said I did watch last night. I thought it was quite good. Best Picture? No, absolutely not. American Fiction? I want to watch it. It seems funny. So I do want to watch that. Past Lives? No. Maestro? No. But I feel like this is the theme each and every year when it comes to the Academy Awards, where you're like, the majority of the movies that are nominated you haven't seen, right? I feel like that's a common thing each and every year. But again, I mean, Oppenheimer is favored minus 5,000 to win Best Picture. So there's that. Stay tuned. You have Gordon Damer coming your way next. He'll be with you for the next few hours. I want to thank Cynthia Freeland for joining us. Jeff Legwald joined us, of course, from Denver to give us some very interesting insight in regard to Russell Wilson. Don't always believe everything you hear out there. It sounds like Jeff Legwald is a fan of Russell Wilson and feels that wherever he goes for $1.2 million, which is the veteran minimum for a guy who's been in the league for 12 years, is going to be a bargain basement deal for sure. And of course, Joe Wiz, who joins us each and every Saturday. I want to thank our producers, Joe and Harvey, for joining us as well. Again, I'm back tomorrow, bright and early, tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., right here on 98.7 ESPN. We'll talk Knicks. We'll continue to talk about the NFL. We'll take your calls. We'll have another Who Am I? And of course, another Click or Don't Click. So a fun 3 hours, Sunday Funday with you tomorrow here on 98.7 ESPN.
There's got to be something else that's like a better hobby, no?